My name is Elizabeth Blossfield, and I'm the East Region Editor for Insurance Journal. In this audio interview, I'm speaking with Michelle International's Product Management and Strategy Group Leader about how technology has been transforming the workers' compensation insurance industry, some of the emerging technologies that are contributing to these changes, and how workers' comp insurers can overcome some of the new challenges they may face as a result.
Well, thanks again so much for taking the time. I really appreciate it. And I was just curious if you could just start off with a brief overview of who you are and what you do.
Sure. So I'm Shaheen Hatamian. I head up product management and marketing for the casualty solutions here at Mitchell International.
Awesome. That's great. So just to start off, I was curious your perspective on how you've seen technology transforming the workers' compensation industry overall.
Sure. I think, you know, some of the biggest impacts that I have seen over the last few years is in the area of automation, both, you know, the front office and the back office. Where the adjusters work, we see a lot more in the way of providing decision support tools and things that will make their job more efficient and having them not deal with a lot of mundane tasks that they used to take on in the past, and really having them focused on more critical decision-making tasks and automating the rest of it. And then on the back office side, you know, in the mailroom, we're seeing a ton of automation around elimination of paperwork, moving things towards electronic documents, whether it's on the, you know, the billing side, electronic billing. Even on the payment side, electronic payments are becoming more prevalent. And in the mailroom functions, we're seeing a lot more use of things like OCR technologies, like optical character recognition, to automate the intake of the documents. And, you know, more recently, even we are seeing technologies such as robotic automation, robotic process automation, RPA, as it's called. So, yeah, there's a lot of technology happening in the claims offices that's transforming the work of the insurance companies.
Awesome. That's great. Yeah, that's a really helpful overview of some of the benefits of technology in workers' comp. And kind of on the opposite end, I was just curious, are there any challenges for insurers with the use of technology in workers' comp, and what have you seen as the best ways to sort of overcome these challenges?
Yes, absolutely. There is always a lot of challenges in adopting technology in any industry, and obviously in the workers' comp as well. You know, one of the things, to be honest with you, I think is the population, the workforce that is currently in the workers' compensation is in transition. We are moving from, you know, an aging population of adjusters to a newer generation. As that happens, there's going to be more adoption of technology. But for the time being, there is a bit of an averseness to the adoption of technology in that regard. And there's always going to be this also the perception of technology might, you know, at some point eliminate our jobs, and again, in any industry. So that exacerbates the situation because, you know, you are viewed as you're needed for the skills that you have. And when you see technology could be taking some of those skills and automating that, it may, you know, look threatening. But frankly, the use of technology is not about eliminating positions, but it's really augmenting and, you know, reducing the amount of mundane work that the expert adjusters have to do, and giving them more bandwidth and time to do more meaningful work. So that's been one issue. And the other issue is around the IT departments and the challenges they have. That they are in high demand in the insurance companies. Their bandwidth is very limited because they have to do so much with obviously very little time. There is, you know, the one-time cost of moving things to new platforms and new tools and technologies. So the cost itself is a barrier. And then I would say, lastly, one of the concerns that is very prevalent these days is around security. As you introduce new technologies, you know, you are a little bit cautious because of all the security breaches that have been happening out there, and you want to be very careful and thoughtful about that.
Right. Yeah, that definitely makes sense. And then kind of going along with your point about introducing new technologies, I've heard a lot about the use of wearable devices within workplaces to prevent workers' comp claims, especially within the construction industry. And I was just curious if you see this trend growing in the future.
Yeah, the wearables. So, I think I am not seeing a ton of that currently happening in the industry. There's a lot of insurtech companies, you know, as I attend some of the conferences and events where the more leading edge insurtech companies are demonstrating their wares. I see a lot of opportunities there that I think in the next few years we're going to see a lot more of that out in the field. To your specific question around the construction industry, a couple of things I've seen was a company, I don't recall the name, but they had a smart helmet that sort of like would measure actually the brain waves of the worker to indicate the level of tiredness if they're fatigued, and would, you know, alert them and their managers to that effect. I've seen things like augmented reality glasses. We've seen that obviously demonstrated quite a bit in a lot of industries. And the idea for that is for workers like construction workers that it would improve their job efficiency and accuracy of what they have to do. And it could really lead to reduced opportunities for physical like strains and slip and falls because, you know, now they can do what they would have to manually maybe sit down and measure something or crawl into space and do something. And now they can do that more accurately without getting into more dangerous situations. I've seen things like, you know, workers' boots that can actually sense the wetness of a surface, or even like for utility workers, it could sense any electrical current or gas leaks and things of that nature that could, again, lead to increased safety. So, the opportunities are absolutely endless, I think. We're just, you know, not quite there to see them, you know, being out in the field as much, but I think we will definitely see that happening.
That's so fascinating. Yeah, it's so interesting to always hear about some of these emerging technologies, you know, and see how they'll evolve in the future. And that kind of is a good lead into the last question as well, because I was just curious overall how you expect the workers' comp industry to continue to change over the next 5 or 10 years.
I think, you know, we have been seeing a lot of consolidation of the payers, and I think, you know, we're going to see a lot of consolidation of some of the partners that supply services and technologies to the payers as well. And I think, you know, that is going to be aligned with the solution providers that have better technological platforms and have invested in the innovation. And those will be the companies that are going to be the acquirers, if you will, and the solution providers that have remained more, you know, archaic in the way of technology, I think they're the ones that are going to get acquired. So we're seeing a lot more of that happening, companies that have not executed well on their roadmaps of getting their solutions up the technological curve quickly enough. They have been suffering and potentially being acquired. So I think technology enablement is the key here as to who are going to be the successful companies and the surviving companies of the future in the workers' compensation industry.
Yeah, that's a great point. Well, thanks again so much for taking the time. I really appreciate it. Was there anything else that we didn't talk about or anything that you'd like to add?
I think, you know, it was a good conversation. Again, I think it's going to come down to there's going to be a ton more technology coming down the pike for the insurance companies. If we are seeing a lot right now, there's going to be even more as we see a lot of these advanced technologies proliferate in the market. And that's going to put additional burden on the insurance companies to select the right ones and to integrate the appropriate ones in their environment. And I think, you know, it just speaks volumes to the importance of selecting the right partner and having the know-how to go about selecting the right technology. So it behooves the insurance companies to think along those lines and start beefing up their own internal staff who can help them navigate those, you know, obstacles.
Yeah, definitely. That makes sense. Well, thanks again so much. It was really great to speak with you.
You bet. Thank you so much. My pleasure.